Hello?
Is this Miss Lillard?
Yes, it is.
Miss Lillard, I'm sorry to get you up this time of morning, but I was trying to get a hold of you yesterday and of a day and couldn't get a hold of you all day long.
Uh-huh.
Listen, I was having a problem. Are you the lady that backed over the gas meter about 6 months ago?
Yes, sir.
Over on Tabor Road?
Uh-huh.
Ma'am, my name is Mercer, and we live about a block north of there.
Uh-huh.
And my family, since then, we was out there watching all the ambulances and the fire trucks and the police and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And we was out there for a while, and ever since then, we've been all kind of health problems.
Oh, really?
Yes, ma'am. We've been having headaches, sensitive to loud noises, belly aches.
Hmm.
My wife's starting to see little stars now when she bends over, tie the laces over shoes.
Have y'all been to a doctor about this?
Well, no, ma'am, we ain't been to a doctor. That's the problem. We got a deductible on our insurance, and we ain't able to come up with that. And I was wondering, since you was the one that backed over that daggum gas meter out there, that you could just go ahead and just give me that $250, and we'd just call her even from her.
I don't think so.
Well, by God.
I don't think so. And please don't call me at my house anymore.
Listen, I had an uncle. Okay.
Yes.
Ma'am, I'm sorry I bothered you there, but don't hang up on me again, if you
would. Well, don't be calling me and harassing me at my home. Well, no one else has had any health problems from that.
Well, ma'am, my uncle, I had an uncle, Mason Williams, and the doctor said it was a case of classical gas poisoning.
Well,
and he had the same
thing. Have you had your
house
checked?
Huh?
Have you had your house checked?
House checked for what?
I was out there longer than you were, and I didn't have any health problems from it. Dinah's little girl was out there.
My dog is chewing up everything inside, and my boy's grades have gone down in school. And I caught my stepdaughter at the gas stove last night sniffing the pilot light.
She was standing at the gas stove sniffing the pilot light.
I think she's got, she's got some kind of addiction there going on.
Well,
Ma'am, my wife's ready to get over there and knock a pop knot on your head big enough for a calf to suck on.
Oh, what? So you're threatening me now?
Well, I guarantee you she's got fists like ham hocks and a temper of a hydrophobic dog.
Bigger.
Huh?
And don't be, I swear to God, if you call me at my house, if you got a problem, you go to a lawyer.
I'm going to go to the doctor,
Charles Evans. You go to the doctor and you go to the lawyer.
Okay, my doctor, Charles Evans.
And don't even.
My doctor, Charles Evans.
Oh, God, who is this? Who is this?
Oh, Julie, my Lord of Mercy, this is Roy D. Mercer.
You riled up right nice early in the morning.
And Phil and Brent, Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Okay.
She's getting ready to come over there and put something on you that Max Factor can't cover up.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Well, Julie, I think, you know, you're having a problem with the gas deal, but your boyfriend's the one's full of beans.
I guess so. Carl.
Yeah, he set you up on this.
He's standing right there, ain't he?
Oh, I'll take care of him.
I knew you would.
Charles, she's so mad she's ready to stick a milk bone down your throat and stuff a hungry dog up your ass, boy.
No, that was good. That made my day.
Oh, Julie.